My name is Kathy Lee, and I'm with the Hollywood Health and Society Project of the USC Annenberg Norman Lear Center. And I'm here today to talk about internet information seeking behaviors of TV medical drama viewers. But first, let me give you a little background about Hollywood Health and Society. We're based at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Communication. The Norman Lear Center is a public policy think tank that explores the convergence between entertainment and culture, society, politics, and commerce. HHNS officially started in October 2001 and is currently funded by the CDC and the HRSA's Division of Transplantation through a cooperative agreement and now with the California Endowment. Our main purpose is to provide entertainment industry professionals with accurate and timely information for health storylines. We have several goals, the first of which is to establish CDC as a credible and responsive source of health information. We also want to increase the accuracy of health content on TV entertainment shows. We've done studies previously that have shown that half of primetime viewers, primetime drama and comedy viewers, have learned something about health by watching TV. We also want to educate TV writers about health issues and encourage writers across genres to include them in health in storylines. We also want to encourage public health. We recognize exemplary health storylines through our Sentinel for Health Awards. We also want to encourage public health issues on the Hollywood agenda and also build capacity and support for entertainment education outreach and research. And we accomplish those goals through several activities. The main bulk of our operation resides in our outreach. Through our briefings are proactive. That's when we bring experts to the writer's room to talk to writers about specific topics. Our consultations are reactive. Writers will call and email us with specific questions, and we'll put them on the phone with subject matter experts. We also have a website writers can access for more information. In collaboration with a lot of CDC experts, we've developed numerous tip sheets on health topics. We disseminate an electronic quarterly newsletter called Reel to Reel. We assist in the development of public service announcements that air after episodes air that include hotline numbers and websites, and we also provide web links to more health information on TV show websites. We also produce annual events at the Writers Guild of America for the writers. We do panel discussions on specific topics. And as I mentioned earlier, the Sentinel for Health Awards recognize exemplary health storylines. And finally, we do a lot of evaluation and research. Our TV monitoring project is a rich database of health content and TV shows. And we also do numerous impact analyses on health storylines. And we also do process evaluation. On the left is just a sample of the TV shows that we've worked with, and as you can see, they're very diverse in nature and in target audience, and let me just say, I've never watched so much TV before in my life. For the purpose of this study, I'm going to focus on the TV show House, which is on the Fox network. House is an innovative medical drama in which an infectious disease specialist and his team of experts unravel diagnostic medical mysteries in order to save lives. That's what you guys do at the CDC, right? The diagnostic nature of the show, however, allows for many opportunities of health topics to be mentioned along with their related symptoms. Just to give you an idea of how popular this show is, House ranked number 7 out of 142 other primetime shows last year with an average of 19.4 million viewers. 60% of the viewers are female, and the age distribution is pretty equal. Last season, HHNS worked with House to provide web links to health information on the House website. You're looking at a screenshot of that right now. Basically, every week the network would send us episode synopses. We would go through it and identify the health topics mentioned and identify the corresponding health website, which are usually CDC websites and other government sites like NCI and NIH websites. We then send the links back to Fox, and they would post the links the day after the episode airs, and that's because of the medical mystery nature of the show. They don't want to have any spoilers. So for the 2006 and 2007 season, we have provided 147 informational links that were posted to the House website. This is just a sampling of the topics of links that we've posted. 41 of those links were CDC links, and we were able to measure the traffic to those websites. Of the CDC links posted, these five topics had the highest number of web hits on the day after the episode aired. And if you notice, three out of the five are sexually transmitted diseases. Thank you. What you're looking at here are page views by day to those top five CDC topics. These page views are coming from the House website. If you'll notice, there is a large spike on day one, which is the day after the episode airs. That's consistent with the fact that they post the links the day after. Very large spike for bacterial vaginosis. And what's this telling us? Viewers are going to the House website after the episode airs. They're clicking on these links for more information on health topics that were mentioned in the episode. You'll also notice smaller spikes at one week increments from the original air date, which suggests that viewers are visiting the House site and clicking on these links when the next week's episode is airing. What you're looking at now are page views by hour on the day the episode airs to the same CDC sites, except this time the traffic is coming from all sources. In this case, 90% of the sources are search engines. You'll see a very dramatic spike for chlamydia and bacterial vaginosis during the 9 p.m. hour. Chlamydia experiences a roughly 300% increase, and bacterial vaginosis experiences a roughly 730% increase during the 9 o'clock hour. Now, can you guess what time House airs? 9 o'clock. So what does this tell us? Viewers are searching the internet for health topics on TV in real time as they're mentioned in the episode. So to summarize our trends, viewers are seeking more information on health topics mentioned in House episodes, not only by visiting the House website on the day after the episode airs and clicking on these links, but they're also using the internet to search for health topics while concurrently viewing the episode. And of all the CDC topics posted, STDs were the most popular, which is consistent with the Pew Internet study that identifies sexual health as one of the most searched topics online. As for further steps, being able to monitor web traffic to all the posted links would give us a deeper understanding of the trends that we've seen here and also other popular topics. And let's face it, there's a lot of sex on TV. And the internet is a private and non-embarrassing way to seek for information on sensitive sexual health topics. So if we can expand our outreach to include links on other shows' websites, and we can further guide viewers to credible information sources. With the internet becoming more popular, we should also expand health education to emerging media platforms such as online episodes, mobisodes, message boards, blogs, social networking sites. And as we've learned, TV is serving as an impetus for viewers to seek more information on health topics. So it's important to encourage positive messages about STDs on TV and overall ensure the accuracy of TV health content. And we should do that by increasing partnerships between public health and entertainment through programs such as Hollywood Health and Society. I'd like to thank my fellow authors and colleagues on this study, also my colleagues at the CDC Division of STD Prevention. If you have any questions, please contact me. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. That was really interesting. We have time for a few questions. If anyone has questions for Kathy, you can come up to the mic. Doesn't anyone even want to know what a mobisode is? No? Mobisode, sorry.
Those are episodes you can watch on your phone or your iPod.
Great. Question over here.
Oh. I think it was the airplane episode where the guy got numb in his lower body or something, and they suspected it was ciguatera fish poisoning, but in true house fashion, it was not. But it's an example, though. Let me just point out that topics can be just mentioned very briefly on that show. And if any of you watch House, you know that they spit out health topics every 5 seconds because they're trying to figure out what the main topic is. And so even if it's mentioned briefly, you'll see people are still interested. Yes.
I actually was wondering about the possibility for people who are looking at television shows but aren't looking at them in real time, which is often how a lot of people, for example, kids are watching television shows, they're watching them on TV or they're watching them on their iPod. So how would you evaluate what effect those of us could have on viewership? You can't actually do it during the 9 o'clock time.
Well, I think that's an area for our next steps, like I mentioned, since that's an increasing area, TiVo, that would be something else that we would have to evaluate. That's one of our limitations, is not being able to track definitively those kinds of areas. Yes. Like what? Yes, we work with very many daytime dramas. Definitely. Did everyone hear the question? Basically, there was an actress on the daytime drama As the World Turns who contracted HPV by oral sex. And she was very much affected by that she asked the writers to do a segment in the television show about that topic. And that we've seen that many times before, where the writers or the actresses will go through a health issue or have a family go through a health issue, and it ends up being part of the storyline. We have so many things going on right now, I'm not sure if we're evaluating that certain one, but we do have our eyes on very many daytime drama viewers and have done a lot of research on that. It's one of our target audiences, is women who are at home watching daytime drama.
Okay, thank you very much, Kathy.
Thank you, and I have brochures and my business cards here.